This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
As I've been trying to say, BT, for the last couple weeks, what a difference a week can make, what a difference a series can make, or even a weekend. And whereas on Friday night, it felt like, oh my God, it's over for the Mets. Finally, put the fork in them, the division's toast. They can't keep blowing these damn leads. They have righted the ship and stabilized here with two solid performances back-to-back, top to bottom. The offense, the bullpen, and of course the starting pitching. And I have to think now, at least I feel like this, the worst is behind them, especially with a soft schedule coming up this week.
Good couple of days, there's no doubt about that. Listen, all the things we've discussed with the Mets here, it was always like, let's find something that provides a spark and hope. And really, the thing that we know about the New York Mets now, when, and we've known this for a while, Lindor hits, Mets win, and that's the connection to the Mets playing well and one of their best players doing his job very well, which he's in the middle of doing. But the hope aspect comes in the form of McLain. Like, that to me over the weekend, you know, Friday with the bullpen malfunctions again, almost impossible to comprehend. I don't know that they're all past that, because I don't know if some of these guys can handle New York. I don't. We're going to have to run them back out there, see what happens, and see how they respond. But, you know, at least the stabilization, that's a word we use a lot. Yeah. Reason when the Yanks and the Mets are in these tailspins, the stabilization for now of the Mets season appears to be upon us, and we'll see what happens.
Well,
it's good.
I mean,
got to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's only two games, sure, but it just feels totally different with the two games. Now, there could be, and I was saying over this 12-game stretch against the crappy Braves, even with the Mariners, throw them in there, that the Mets should go 9-3, I mean, 8-4 at worst, but they've now gone 3-3 in those first six, so they've got a lot of work to do. I would not be surprised if they won six in a row. Certainly wouldn't be. Now, I wouldn't accept anything less than 5-1. You got three with the Nats, three with the Braves. Go beat the snot out of them. Like, they're better. You've stabilized here. The offense is heating up, and that's what should carry them. There are no more excuses. You get the you don't have the pressure of playing in front of the fans at home where you feel like, oh, you know, every lead is going to be coughed up, whatever it may be. Go now that they got those two wins against a very good Mariners team,
yeah,
and a team that was hot themselves with good pitching. There are no more excuses for the Mets. They need to rattle off here either 5 out of 6 or 6 in a row and get back in the division. If they don't do that, then, we get 38 games to go. If they don't do that, then the division's probably going to be gone, and then it's going to be battling the Reds for that final wild card spot. But I still think that everything's right there in front of them. McLain, to me, it was a nice shot in the arm. They needed it. But still, he's only going to be pitching every fifth day. So they need Manaea to wake up. It was great to get Clay Holmes last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need Senga to wake up. Like, they need those guys to wake up. The primary reason why I would be excited is I do trust the bullpen, but the bats starting to carry them, which is something that we have not seen. That's been the one constant. Even in the losses, they've been hitting the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Lindor looks fantastic, you know, and who knows if that's going to jumpstart Vientos a little bit here.
Yeah.
And Soto's obviously had a really good year. Not an amazing year, but a good year.
You know,
and he's Juan Soto.
First player to 30 homers and 20 stolen bases in baseball this year.
That is a stat that I probably would not have put money down to start.
Yeah, I know. I had to check it. I'm like, what? And Ohtani's only got 17 steals.
Yeah.
First
that's
play.
Good. I didn't realize that.
A big deal. In a down year, Juan Soto, 30 homers, 20 stolen bases at this particular point. First in baseball to get there. That's a big deal. Anyway, point is their offense is starting to heat up now together with Lindor, Soto, Alonso, not to mention maybe the depth pieces in that lineup.
Yeah, for sure. And think about this. Like the day-to-day dissection of these teams, right? It's going to yield some thought and some takes that are completely on the opposite end of the spectrum based on the way they're playing. That's the reality. And we'll get to the Yankees later. Yankees had a good weekend as well. Yeah. But, you know, and you've been fairly consistent with this. I saw you on SNY over the weekend. You've said this for a while. Like, you've never abandoned hope for the division. I don't necessarily agree with the division, but I respect where you're coming from.
Well, Matt's getting in the way soon.
You got to start somewhere.
Matt's getting in the way soon. And really, if the Mets didn't trip all over them damn selves a week ago, we'd be talking about a three-game deficit right now, which is all in play. They got seven heads down.
For sure. Yeah, that's true.
And let me just say real quick on that. Like, it's because I want to be clear. It's not about hope. It is about belief. Deep down, I was texting Evan with this, I think on Thursday night, I forget what it was, but I was like, dude, as bad as it is, and as bad as it seems, I can't believe they're losing a series to the crappy Braves. I still believe they're going to win the division. And until that is officially done, I'm going to believe that they're going to win the division because we've seen crazy stuff happen in sports before, and it's not out of nowhere. I believe the Mets are good. Now, an Alvarez injury can throw the wrench in certain things here. You want to talk about that, whatever. But based on the ability that they have, the potential and talent that they have, I still believe they're going to win that damn division.
Well, let's not lose sight of that they're supposed to be here.
Yeah,
that's the main storyline. So really, the expectation, and again, different degrees of belief, like, Mets will be a playoff team, yeah. Mets will win the division, Mets will win the division going away,
yeah.
Braves will win
the
season.
Yeah.
I mean, some. I don't think anything said before the season pertaining to the Mets, Phillies, and Braves was outlandish because the talent was there and the recent success was there enough. I just think that when you get multiple months of erratic, not even erratic, poor play. I mean, erratic is when you play well at times and then you play poorly. I mean, the Mets have, for the most part, played poorly. And again, maybe this is the turning of the worm, so to speak. I still think that they are, and I've said this, and bad is a strong word, but I'll just use it to keep it moving. Bad at more things than they're good at. But if the bullpen comes around, and McLean, that's why I point to that for what gives me some hope for the Mets to actually get this thing going. If those things now, if the bullpen rectifies itself and McLean is, you know, a presence here, you know, every 5 or 6 days, well, now it changes what I believe that the Mets can be because, you know, there's other signs that, you know, Lindor and other guys joining the party. I don't think it was ever about abandoning hope. I think it was the contextualization of what the Mets were showing us who they were,
right.
And maybe this weekend is the starting point of them going back to what we thought they could be.
But in most those, you know, examples that people want to reference, it's from June 13th on. Even if you want to go, okay, well, from April on. Yeah, okay, but April did happen, and they've improved the talent since then, and they did win 7 in a row a couple of weeks ago. Like, those things did happen. My biggest thing is not even the wins, losses, because you could see that a year ago or whatever. You could reference a lot of different examples. My biggest belief or reason to believe is because I believe in the talent of Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Manaea, Senga, maybe even more specifically the bullpen. Now, maybe Helsley is just not a guy for New York. I don't know. I'm not seeing that yet. I don't think this is a Devin Williams situation yet. I mean, guy, he throws hard.
His start is as bad as Devin Williams' start was.
Yeah.
Now, Williams was the closer. Helsley is not. Helsley has been atrocious.
Yeah, I mean, he was okay.
He's been a zero, Dan.
I would say he's a zero.
Helsley has been terrible.
His first outing was fine.
Oh, he's been bad.
His first outing was, how many has he been here?
Five, six?
Yeah, okay. Well, his first one was good. His last one was good.
What's his ERA as a Met?
He's been getting hit hard. Also, defense has betrayed him a little bit. I'm just saying, like, I don't look at him and think that, oh, he's overwhelmed by New York. I think he throws hard. Guys can hit the fastball. So if you're second secondary stuff is not working, if his slider's not working, that's where he's going to get hammered, and that's exactly what's happened here. So, but do you not believe in him? The guy's been one of the better closers in all of Major League Baseball. So if he doesn't have it, if this is Billy Taylor part two, they're not going to win a lot of games. But it's not like they need Reed Garrett to pick it up out of the bullpen. They've got Soto, they've got Rayleigh, they've got Helsley, they've got Rogers, they've got Diaz. That's five arms. If you get three of those guys to click, you should be good with the starting pitching. So to me, assuming the starting pitcher gives you five innings, which also hasn't happened. So they have the pieces in the bullpen. The question is, will they do their job? So it's not,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They don't have the pieces, so they got to hope that Reed Garrett's something. He's not a Ryan Stanek. Like, these guys are no good. Helsley should be good. Will he be? I have no idea. But if he's not, that's going to change the outlook of the season. But I still believe in the players that they have there. Top of the order, even the bottom of the order, like, at worst, they have potential, like you saw with Vientos.
I hope Alvarez is okay. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, he's been swinging a bat better. Helsley's ERA, by the way, is 7. And not to beat that too well, but as a Met. Right. I mean, but here's the thing. Like, I don't know that he can't do it here in New York. I don't know. It's a small sample, much like I didn't jump to the Devin Williams conclusion when he was getting rocked early on as a Yankee. Right. I said, he's not pitching well, but I wasn't saying that he can't handle New York. Now, maybe ultimately, that's the case for one, both, or neither player. We'll find out. But the reason I look at Helsley, yeah, there's other competent arms out there. Rayleigh's back healthy. We know that. Diaz is a stud. But until, the mass amount of arms in the Mets bullpen, to me, it's necessary, including Helsley, to do his job well until we see, and I don't mean a little weekend of a snapshot, until we see a consistent couple of turns through the rotation that the starters are able to go deep into the game. So I don't know that I can look at a Mets team if Helsley doesn't get his act together and the starters don't start bridging that gap better as good enough to be what Met fans need and want them to be. I can't say that.
Well, as far as what you're talking about,
just in terms of being the team that we thought that they could be.
I don't think that the Mets could have done much better what they did with the bullpen acquisitions at the deadline.
But those, I agree.
Okay,
but if they don't work out,
they don't work out. Like, there's not.
But those are two different discussions. That's why
But it's not all like he's. How many games has Helsley been in this?
At least 6 or 7.
I want to throw this computer through the window. Like, can we get a functioning computer around here? Seriously, it's not working. 15 minutes before the show, the keyboard's not working. I can't even look it up. Can you give me Helsley's game log here? Point is, you may not have to like them. I like the arms. I believe in those arms. I thought the Mets did as well as they could. Rogers, by the way, has been giving up base hits left and right as well. So it's not like he's been lights out. I think that will turn. The starters are where I have the least confidence in because they've shown, like, Manaea has been a zero.
He's been bad.
He's been a disaster. Helsley, and you have a couple of bad outings, it's going to, especially now, it's going to get highlighted.
I understand. I'm not burying the guy. I'm just saying he's got a ZRA 7, Sal.
Understood.
Let's start doing his job, getting some outs.
Understood. But it's been a few. I agree. His first outing was fine. He looked lights out, coming in the stupid song and blowing guys away. He's acknowledged that at least, like, hey, I'm not sure what's going on. Obviously, I got to be a little bit better.
He's answering like a big boy. I respect that.
Last night, I thought he was fine. What's his game log, Riscona, with Helsley?
So over 8 games, he's pitched to a 3.61 ERA with the Mets so far.
Wait, say that again?
Helsley.
Yeah.
Over 8 games.
Right.
He's been 8 games with the Mets so far. He's pitched to a 3.61 ERA.
Boy, where are we getting the 7?
Over 42 innings.
In what?
That can't be right.
No, that's not right.
There's no way he's been 42 innings with the Mets.
Well, either way. By the way, the the acknowledgement, I said the same for Cashman, the acknowledgement of what the Mets did going at the deadline, I loved.
Right.
But it still has to work out. Like, there's the in-the-moment evaluation, wow, I think the Mets got some really good arms, and I did, and I do, but they still have to do their job. That's all I'm saying.
Let me ask it this way. What do you think is the greatest strength of the Mets?
I think the greatest strength of the Mets could wind up being their bullpen and their first couple of hitters who are terrific they're on.
I think it is their first three in that order. You're talking about the
hitters?
Yeah. Yeah.
When they're on.
Lindor, Soto.
When they're on. Yeah. Lindor is also hitting 185 for 2 months. When they're on, Sal.
I get that. But there are other players that they're not on. Like, I'm not giving you Vientos. I'm not asking you to give me him.
Yeah.
Lindor was an MVP candidate a year ago. So we know he goes through these cold spells. It's maddening. It's frustrating. It's inconsistent. But we've seen, now we're seeing what he could do in the last week or so. Soto is a beast. Even in a bad year, he's still a beast. Alonso leading the league in ribbies. Like, those three are their strength. If they don't hit in September or October, the Mets are done. But that's a big if, because I would assume that they will hit, because they've done that throughout their careers more often than not.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, so that's a clear strength.
I would expect them to perform.
That to me is a clear strength. Then my number two would be the bullpen. Now, that's
as a strength.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, because Diaz, I mean, is as good as there is in a league.
That's why I said what I said, the bullpen and the first couple guys.
But he also could implode. Like, there's no guarantee with Diaz.
But he's got equity here. We know he's a stud in New York. He's gotten the job done for years.
But if you go to the postseason and he blows a game, it happens. Yeah. But I'll take my chances with him, with Helsley, with Rogers, with Raley, who, by the way, Raley imploded the other night, but, like, nobody's perfect. I think the Mets have been in the spot where they've been asking these guys to be perfect. Helsley coming in, need him to be absolutely perfect here. Now, he hasn't gotten the job done. I mean, if he continues this, he's going to go the way of Billy Taylor. But I still think that the Mets at least have the pieces. Whether they do it or not, who the hell knows? All I could ask for is that they have the pieces in place to eventually get the job done.
So I was looking at his season totals, and that was 42.1. He's only pitched 6 1/3 with the Mets. He's let up 5 earned runs, and he's pitching to a 7.1 ERA.
So
he's
been in 6 innings with the Mets.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying, 6 innings. That's not. Now, all of a sudden, it could turn on quickly here in another week or so. Obviously, it's been a slow start for Helsley, but we got to see what's going on. Either way, the Mets have seemed to right the ship. We'll get more into the Yankees and obviously football stuff throughout the course of the show. Wanted to start with the Mets off their win last night. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Stefan is calling from Utica. What's up, Steph?
Hello, Steph.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are ya?
Good. What's up?
You start playing top 40 hits? You sound like a DJ from 1980. What's going on, buddy?
Well, on Saturday, Nolan McLean impressed me, and he did a good job pitching, and I think he needs another shot the next time around the rotation.
I agree, Steph.
He's going to get it.
I mean, if he doesn't get it, then just back up shop. I mean, the Mets have been looking for some length and for some effectiveness from the starting pitchers for a while. This kid comes out, strikes out 8 guys, shows command, shows some overpowering stuff. They better give him another start. And I would even say this, even if he gets rocked, which I wouldn't expect him to, I'm giving him a third.
Yeah, well, because the other option is Frankie Montas, which shouldn't be an option any longer. Now, the question that I would have, if you spin it forward, is will this make them want to call up somebody else? Like, I told you what I would do a couple weeks ago. Sproat, Entong, bring them up. Now, maybe you don't have to do it right now, but eventually going into the postseason, I don't want to see Reed Garrett. Like, I don't want to see Reed Garrett. I don't want to see Ryan Stanek. I'm trying to win a World Series. And if you're trying to do that, you got to trim the fat now. I think the potential of Tong, and I don't care about the 40-man decisions, the potential of Sproat and Tong and obviously McLean was greater than what Montas is, what Reed Garrett or what Stanek is. Montas, different situation because he signed next year. So they're just going to cut him when they're going to have to pay him $17 million to be a part of the rotation next year. Hope that he could figure it out in the offseason. But I'm trying to make this team the best that I can to go win a division now. And there's only 38 games to go.
Well, I mean, listen, I look at somebody like Montas, and you were out on Friday, and I guess he said this on Thursday. He's like, I'm not thrilled about it. Like we care. Like, he's not thrilled about his changing roles.
Yeah, fantastic.
What a very noble approach. A guy that's been knocked around left and right is now thrilled with his position with the Mets. Tough. You got to get over it. So I would rather have somebody like I'm with you. Like the unknown and the intrigued of the young pitchers. are, it has always been something that I find interesting, provided that the veteran is showing signs of no longer having it. Now, which is where Montas is at. The right. One place that you and I are very different, I'm not really in a rush to take a kid up and first time he gets a taste of the major leagues, have him go to a different role. I don't love that, but if the Mets think that they can, they know their temperament, they right. know their personalities, and if they think they can handle it, then I'm all for it. I don't love it, but you got to trust. They know their players.
And in my scenario, it would be Sproat up to the rotation and Holmes to the bullpen, because you have now, you keep a starter being a starter and you move Holmes back to the bullpen. But Holmes was pretty good last night.
He was pretty good.
Lindor's poor defense didn't help him out, had him exhausted there in that third or fourth inning, whatever it was, but he ended up responding nicely. So, hey, they just needed to stabilize a little bit. Again, they have guys that have been proven before, whether it be Senga, whether it be Holmes, whether it be Manaea. Like, they have guys that have been proven. I'm not asking Montas to go out there and throw five innings, because he can't do it. And obviously, that's why they moved him to the bullpen. So, at least with the proven commodities, they just basically got to hope it's going to turn around. David Peterson, you know, he had maybe the one bad start that was the aberration for him. All of a sudden, you start to string those starts together. That's how you piece this thing together and stabilize and put everything back into place.
Listen, I could say this. So I don't think the Mets will win the division, and I haven't thought that for all. Doesn't mean that I'll be right. Right. Clearly,
I think most people, like, they're you know, plus 500 something to win it right now. I'm just saying that I've seen crazy stuff happen. Yep. I'm not giving up belief until it's definitively, like, if they lose, if they go 3-3 over the next six, I think mathematically and what you've seen, it's unrealistic to think that. Right now, I don't think the Phillies are that good either, by
yeah,
the way.
They've got flaws. I don't think either New York team's going to win the division. Yeah. But, to me, I don't think that it's irresponsible or nutty to say, hey, I think the Mets are going to go on a run, and they're going to cut into this lead, and you get into September. If this is the Lindor, you get the rest of the way, and Soto and everything that you've said. I don't think it's nuts to think that they could right. win the division. But the evaluation of the Mets, it's tied into this fragileness, because they've given us so many reasons to think that they can't do it. For me, it doesn't seem cohesive with what I would think and what I've seen so far to say that they're gonna or that they could win the division. But this is baseball. It's a long run. And it's not like they were a 75-win team a year ago. This team has elements of a winning DNA because of last year. They've just been erratic. And if this weekend was the start of ending that volatility, be nice to see.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. Got to get some football from the weekend as well. We'll do that coming up at 11. We got Yankee stuff here. Yankees getting back in the thick of things with their sweep of the Cardinals. So a lot to do here on this Monday morning. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.